Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I am so excited tonight about our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just thank God for you that's out there listening to our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God praise. I give God glory on tonight. I just thank God for everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Those that are listening in, I give God praise. I give God glory. I just magnify his name on tonight. God is so good. So I'm going to get ready to open up our broadcast, our prayer meeting tonight. I'm going to read a scripture and pray. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the ends of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired as they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. I have just read you from Psalms 19, from the 1st to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
Want to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day of life. Thank you for this radio broadcast. I thank you for Apostle Dr. Deborah Daines, oh God. I thank you for the vision that you've given her to reach the masses, to pray, oh God, for the nation, the city, the state, for family, and for the love of God, for the mercy of God, for the grace of God upon us in this hour. Lord God, I just pray that our prayers will touch and agree with the saints of God and the prophetic watchmen and intercessors, those who are praying for us and doing intercessory prayers. Lord, I pray for all the fivefold ministry leaders. I pray for your people all over the earth, oh God, in this hour, Lord. I pray for leaders, oh God, in every sector of our society, political, national, global, oh God, religious, ecumenical, Lord God, and even in our local church body, Father God. I pray for the youth and the elders, and I pray, Lord God, that this nation, as the United States, will turn, our God, and we will turn back to you, oh God, and give you the glory and honor that only you deserve. I thank and praise you for another day and another opportunity to lift up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ and to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank Prophetess. Anyway, I just want to thank Prophetess Harris for that prayer You know, God has been so good to us and everything that he does. All of this that's happening today, all the things that's going on today, I know it's so many questions. We have so many questions. But God wants us to recognize who he is. God wants us to keep our minds and our hearts toward him, turn toward him. God wants us to seek him. This is a time and a moment when we should be seeking God. We should be seeking God for everything. Believe me, it's this time God is saying, come to me. I need you more. I need you to come into me even the more. This is what God is saying. God does not want us running scared and feared and all this. People dying left and right. But if you're covered under the blood, if you're seeking God, if you're keeping your household covered under the blood, you don't have anything to worry about. Now, don't, I didn't say don't put your gloves on. I didn't say not to do what they're telling you to do. But you still don't have anything to worry about. And now we want to know, God, what you want from us. How can we come back to our first love? Because so many of us, we've left our first love. We left him. We went this way. When he went right, we went left. We got to get back in line. Everything got to line up with Christ. Everything, our household got to line up with Christ. Our mind, our hearts got to line up with Christ. Everything about us needs to line up with Christ. God is so good to us. God been so merciful. We have new mercy. Every day he wake us up, we wake up with a new mercy. God give us new mercy every day. All we got to do is call on him. Lord, have mercy. Fix this situation. Lord, I know you're bigger than this situation. We got to call on him and we got to depend on God. We have to depend on God. We don't have anybody else to depend on. Man might say this, this, and this, but God going to tell you exactly what to do. He is no other way calling on God. We have to keep asking him this. Lord, this, which way? Have the Holy Ghost to send me this way. What spirit, your Holy Spirit, let him lead and guide. He will tell you what to do. Ask him and see. He'll tell you. You don't have to wait long. Just ask him. All these people falling dead, I have my covered, my family covered under the blood of Jesus. I keep praying for them. I want to keep praying for them, and I know God's going to cover them. I know he's going to cover them. We just got to, now, that's the law of the land to stay in the house from around people. You know how to do it. If you have to run to the store and get back. You know how to wash your hands. You know how to do what they say do. Do that. But all of your trust in God, and God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We don't have a spirit of fear. He don't do that. Scared about nothing. We ain't scared about nothing. We ain't feared about nothing. We fear God, and that's it. That stuff out there, God, those are plagues. And we're not in that. We're not going to be in that because we trust God, and we believe God, and we know God is a healer. He ain't going to give you nothing. Jesus was beat for every disease. Why would he give you one? I don't believe that. Man had something to do with it, but God allowed it. He's trying to get our attention. Give God your attention. God is a jealous God. Give him your attention. That's all we have to do. I was praying 2 hours a day. It's 4 hours. Saying you got to give. If you're praying 10 minutes a day, pray 20. Give him his time. You got to give God his time. You can't give no man, no woman, nobody God's time. I preached or taught the other week. Time is irrevocable. You cannot get time back. And so we want to give God all of his time. We want to give him what's due to him because God is a jealous God. He'll cut you down like mowing grass. I'm telling you, I was just talking to my husband last night. or the night before last, 12 bishops died in 30 days. Kojic bishops, or whatever kind of bishop they was, 12 of them. Whether or not, however or not, God allowed it, those are his men of God. He has control over them, not me. So if he take bishops, his leaders, his preachers that he calls, what do we better run in a hurry, bow to God. He say every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess that I'm Lord. And we got to do it. We got to do it. I don't care what nobody say about me. Oh, she crazy. She be in that prayer room out there. I don't care. I don't care that anointing be so strong and heavy, I can't move no way. Once I bow down, I'm down. I thank God to be able to pray for you, 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 and you. I thank God to be able to pray for people all over the earth. I don't have to know them. Even the ones that don't like me, I pray for them too. I pray for them too. I want to pray for those all over the earth because they still God's people. God is the creator of the creator of everybody. God created us all. So, you know, we got to do this. A lot of this stuff got a lot of people scared. They all on social media. They all here and there. When they have to do is go to God, have a relationship with God. God will bless you with what I'm telling you. If you talk to him like you're talking to your dad, but just more in depth, because he's the father of everything. He is the creator. Go to him. God will talk back to you. So sure enough, have you be like somebody else in the room with you. Ask him what to do and which way to go, how to lean on him. God wants us to depend on him. He don't want us to put confidence in men. You know, we sit up and we talk about our husbands and our mates and all that kind of stuff. You have to have trust in the relationship. It's trust. But I trust God to make my husband do what he's supposed to do, to be the man. I don't have to go to no woman and tell no woman about my husband or our relationship. I'm going to God. I ain't finna tell no other body else. Yes, ma'am.
Apostle, I'm sorry. I just wanted to add to what you were saying. When you pray for what you want from God and, you know, thanking God for everything mm-hmm. that you're doing, you have to be patient and wait on
that's
his answer.
Right.
And
that's
not,
right.
And when you patiently waiting on his answer, you're not, you still and you in a quiet place and, you know, you
come
you
on now.
Praying.
Praise God.
I have
right.
learned too many times that when I ask God for a certain thing, he's going to answer
mm-hmm.
me. But he's going to answer me when he's ready for me to have his blessing that I'm
come
asking for him to have. And he's teaching me patience, and he's teaching me, you know, how to be humble and, you know, and not to be angry all the time.
Yeah.
And, you
that's,
know, some
that's...
battles might be hard, you know. But just be patient and just, you know, hold on and just keep on praying.
Yes.
And don't
thank
give
you,
up.
Lord. Yes. Praise God.
Okay,
you're absolutely right. Praise God. That's awesome. That is awesome. And that's encouragement to people that go through that don't know how to handle that. That's an encouragement for people because there's a lot of people want to rush through things, want to rush it. Don't rush it. Let God do it, because when in no time with God, God owns time. He made time. So it's never too late with him. It's never too late. I don't care if your bill was due yesterday and you waiting on God. God going to make it like they're going to like, well, we have it here for the day. Believe me, I done been through all of that. Time belongs to God, and God is never late. If he give it to you, it's going to be on time. It's going to be on time. You won't get charged no late fee with him. God don't play that. Patient. Thank you, Miss Prophetess. You have to be patient when it comes to God. You have to be. And you have to trust him. trust and believe. Don't doubt God. You doubt yourself, but don't doubt Him, because God ain't made like that. We made from a different material. Because we'll sit around and we'll doubt on He ain't gonna ain't nothing gonna happen. No, God is not like that. If you ask God, you in His will, sometimes He'll give it to you when you're not in His will. Believe me. But you got to show enough depend on God. You got to depend on Him. You can't not and lean on Him. Don't start trying to do things. He don't need your help. He said you give your problems and troubles to Him. He don't need our help. He is our help. We learn to trust Him even in all of this sickness and all of this stuff, virus and stuff. Trust God. God is a healer. Believe me. He's healed me. He'll heal anybody. Believe me. And I'm telling you, depend on Him for this. He ain't going to let nothing come. That Psalms 91, you better live it. Read it, eat it, everything, because that's it. Nothing will befall us. No harm. And we have angels. All we have to do is activate our angels, and they will work and stand guard for you. The blood of Jesus is on your doorpost. Go get some blessed oil and put it on each side of your door and up at the top. Lord, don't let the death angel come by here. We don't need the death angel over our home. Let him keep going for your house, that it be peace in your house. Pray. Anoint your house. Anoint your children. Anoint your husband. Anoint your wife. You got to know what to do. Seek God daily. Study that word. If you don't have but one scripture, one verse, eat on it all day. Repeat it all day. I shall live and not die. All day long. I'm healed by the word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's for sickness. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Repeat it all day and see what happens. God hears your heart. You don't have to say a whole lot because it's already in your heart. He hears your heart. He don't look at what we do, outward appearance, but He listens to our heart. Our heart talks to God. It talks to God. So He don't judge us from what we do in our appearance. He look at the heart. And whatever's in your heart going to come out anyway through your mouth, honey. If it's good or bad, or if it's evil or, you know, or good, it's going to come out in your heart. And so we have to know that God is, if we depend on Him, God will do it. It's so many times I've depended on different ones, different things. Man will fail you, but believe me, we think God fail us sometimes, but God never fails us. God never do the things like that. God love us. And if He don't do it like I preach Sunday, when God say no, He say no. If God say no, He means no. And it's for a reason. And a lot of times our action brings a reaction. Sometimes the sin and stuff that we do, you know, we may get by, but we won't get away with it. It come back sometimes. But God always, He said, now see, remember when you did this? Time to let you know you can't do it like this. Now, I'm here for you. You can't do it like this, though. So what I'm saying is God never lets us down. He'll come right back here. That word will cut you, and it'll come back right back and show you up. It'll cut you. And then to come right back. So when that word comes, a lot of times we think our conscience, they just talking, they preaching at me and stuff. Don't nobody be preaching at you, honey. You can read the word and God will, He will speak to you through that word. He'll speak to you through that word. God is good. He'll speak right to you. And you could be looking at TV. And if God wants something, He'll use somebody on TV to say something. Believe me, He's done it to me. I'm like, oh, my God. he mean what he's saying. He say what he means. Oh, no, you know, I think God meant this. You can't change God's word. Whatever's in the word is in the word. If it cuts you or hurts it, hey, you got to wear those shoes. But God now is trying to get man to run to him. Go back to your first love. Go back to the first love that where you first believed. Go back depending on God. Go back down on your knees. Go back in your study. Go back to the word of God. God need us to go back and pick it up. Go back and pick him up. Just, you know, we got to do it. We got to start. If, like I said, if you're praying 10 minutes a day, pray 20. If you can't pray but 10 at a time, pray twice a day. You got to let God know that you need him. We need God. We can't make it without him. We need him, but we breathing his air. He made it. For every situation, we need God. And we don't need to leave him out of not one. Everything we go through, we like, God, help us. Help me, Lord. I've seen so many people on television and on social media crying, Lord, help us. We need you. We weren't doing right, but we need you now. God will forgive you. Repent. Lord, I'm sorry if I've done anything. I do it every day, 2 or 3 times a day, because he needs to hear that. He needs to know we're sorry for things that we've done. Not saying we willfully sin, but the sins that we don't even think about that we're doing, because I do it in a minute. I think something negative even about somebody on television. I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I shouldn't even be sitting up here watching TV. No way. You know, this, you don't try to. You don't, you know, you're not trying to do this, but it happens. Satan used that television and social media to talk about people, to look down on people, to send up down a bum and all this kind of stuff on TV, and it's happening in the world today. We got to go back to have a study period at your house. Have a study period just for you and put the kids to bed. Go grab your Bible. Start read for 15, 20 minutes. Study that word. Then go in there and pray. You can sit there and pray and ain't got to say a word. Pray in your heart, in your mind, and that Holy Ghost will fall all over you. Believe me. Push that plate back. You can fast for 3 hours a day, 3 times a week, and God will move on your behalf. You ain't got to fast all day. Fast 3 hours a day and fast 3 days a week and see what God do. Get God them 3 hours. Even if you got to feed the kids or got to give them a bath, you still and thinking about God and what you're doing. And Lord, just forgive me. Lord, this and that. Just keep God on your heart, in your heart and on your mind, and see what happens. See what happens. God is a good God, and he know what you're intending to do. He know what you want to do, and he will help you. My God is awesome, God. He is an awesome God. And I'm telling you, God loves you so much. God loves us so much. He just wants you back. He won't, I don't care if you backslid. I don't care if you did it today, this morning, an hour ago. God wants you back. God wants you. He wants you. He loves you. So he wants us to repent and to come. He wants us to be, he wants to hug us. Honey, if you ain't never been hugged by God, you ought to try it. God has hugged me in the midnight hours when them tears is rolling on that pillow and nobody else was there. God was there for me, and he'll be there for you. I'm telling you, God loves us so much, and he ain't trying to let none of us get hurt. He ain't going to let none of us. Nothing shall touch you. Nothing will befall you. He hiding us under the wings. On his wings, he put us in his bosom. God is there, honey. He got you there. He rocked you at night. When you can't go to sleep, you better get up and pray. And when you pray, he going to rock you right on to sleep. That's God. And then he wants you to be truthful. God wants us nothing but truth. Because God is truth. God is love. And he loves us. He knows the plans he has for us. And they good. God wants every one of us to prosper as our soul prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to prosper money-wise, spiritually. God wants us to prosper. And God loves us, and he's going to bless us. Because you know some, when you go through something, when you suffer with God, you're going to reign with God. And all this is going on and all what we're going through, don't think God ain't going to bless you, honey. God's going to bless you. I don't care how you're suffering right now. I don't care how you have to stay in right now. But after a while, hallelujah, God's going to bless you, honey. When you go through this, when you go and walk in God with God, God's going to show you something. He's going to show you. When I tell you, just watch what I tell you. You're already being blessed. Watch out. God's going to bless your socks off. Just trust him. Just trust him. So you're going to be saying, how did that happen? God. Always know it's God, because the devil ain't going to do nothing good for you. If he do, he's going to be deceiving. You better watch it. But God will do it for you. He'll do it for you. I thank and praise him every day for my children, my family, my husband. I thank God that he allowed me to pray for the people all over the earth. You know what? He could have chose anybody else to do that. But I'm so grateful that he chose me to pray for the people of God all over the earth, not just for this state and that state. I want to pray for every boy, girl, woman, man that God made. That's who I pray for. I pray for the people that nobody else don't want to pray for. I pray for the truck drivers out here on these highways trying to get food from state to state. I pray for their families. I pray for God to bless them to get through so we can have food in the stores. We don't know where our food coming from. We don't know all these places closed down. These truck drivers can't even get through. They don't even have a bathroom to use because the place closed down, trying to get food to Snooks and trying to get food to Kroger and all these other places. We got to pray that God allow them to keep on working so we can have our supplies and things. I just go in to prayer for them and ask God to bless their families even while they're on the road. I just thank God that he's a good God. He is a merciful God. And like I said, I don't care what you did last night. I don't care what you did today. I don't care what you did an hour ago. God wants you. God will accept you in. God loves you. He never stopped and he never will. He loves us. I have that every day in my heart that I know you love me. I love you too. And I'll sit up and say it 100 times if I have to. I love God and he loves me. I just thank God on today for it all. I give God praise and I give him glory. So I want to ask anybody, do they have any prayer requests? Anybody want me to pray for you tonight? Pray for your family. Do anybody know anybody yes. need prayer?
At this Elaine, yes. I would like to hear my family.
Elaine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Pray for the family. Okay. You're welcome. Hello?
Okay, this is Ray. And I just want to say a prayer for my family, too, as well. And for, you know, the homies and people that don't have nowhere to go during this time.
Okay, homeless, okay. Praise God. Anyone else? Okay. We want to pray for, as she said, the homeless, the ones that, I want to pray for these families that have lost people with this virus. They were downtown Detroit. We have a hospital here called Sinai Grace, and they was walking in the doors, falling dead because of this virus. They standing in the hallways, falling dead. of this hospital because they have no had no help or nobody to take over. But God, and they fall dead. We had so many deaths here, lots of deaths here in Michigan. So, you know, and it's all over the earth because I got a spiritual son, a godson over in Africa, and they falling dead there as well. So that it's everywhere. That's why you have to pray. You know, people say, well, I have regions to pray for. I have the whole earth. That's my region. And God gave it to me one morning when I was praying. I used to just pray for the region. But God gave me the earth to pray for. And I want to pray for everybody, everywhere. Because you got people in China. You got people in Italy, Spain. You got people in Africa. All this everywhere. They're sick. That's hurting. That's dying from this stuff. So we can't stop just in St. Louis and just in Virginia. We need to pray for everybody. So you know, I just thank and praise God. Is that it? No more prayer requests. Because I'm gonna get ready to pray. Father, hello. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness, Father, for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us. Wash us, dip us down in the blood of Jesus, Father. Just cleanse us that when the Father look at us, he can only see the blood, Lord. And we just ask you to forgive us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord. We come just giving you praise, Lord. We just want to love on you for a while, Lord. We want to give you glory tonight, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name tonight, Lord. We lift your name up. We lift your name up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it may draw all men unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that when you woke us up, we had our health and our strength this morning. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you that when you woke us up, we had new mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. We have so many things to thank you for today, Lord. So many, many things, Lord, that you do for us, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. And we give you glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. We give you glory, glory, Lord, and we give you praise on tonight. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to look down and have mercy on everybody all over the earth, Lord. And I ask you tonight, Lord, I'm crying out for the people of God. I'm crying out for them tonight. The ones that don't know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sin, Lord, I'm crying out for your people, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. I'm asking you to touch tonight, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to let something cause them to come back unto you, Lord. Let them come back to their first love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now to bless those heading in, Lord. Bless those with this virus. I'm asking you to touch right now, Lord. Let your healing virtue go, Lord, all over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to heal, Lord, because you are a healer, Lord. You're Jehovah Rapha, Lord. You're the healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the spirit of infirmity tonight. I bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I just thank you tonight. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. Lord, I'm I'm calling on your name tonight. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. I'm calling on you tonight. I'm calling on you, Lord. I depend on you tonight, God. I'm depending on you, Lord. I ask you to answer every prayer, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to just block whatever this is, Lord. You already know what it is, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to have mercy on the children. In the name of Jesus, children with sick parents, Lord, have mercy tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your help, Father. We need your help, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to look down and have mercy, Lord. You know what we need, Lord. You know what we need all over the earth, Lord. You know what we need. We're so sorry, Father. We're sorry, Lord. We're sorry that we left you, Lord. We're sorry for every sin, Lord. We ask you to forgive us now, Lord. We need you, Lord. We're seeking you, Lord. We're calling on you, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We don't know where else to do, Lord. We don't know where to go, Lord. All we know to do is to run to you, Father. We need you, Lord. Keep us covered under the blood. Keep us, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yada yakabosia. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need your spirit now, Lord. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to send angels, Lord. Send your angels, Lord. Send your angels, Lord, and release your angels, Lord, and all over the earth, Lord, and despite your angels, Lord, and activate them now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and in your holy name, Lord, and send them into every home, Lord, and you know who need it, Lord, and you know who needs the angels, Lord, and in the name, they already there, hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory on tonight, Lord, and I ask you tonight to cover Elaine's family. Cover her family right now. I pray for her husband, Lord. I pray that you touch him and keep him covered. Pray for her sons, her children, Lord. Pray for her grandchildren tonight. And I pray for her mother tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch him right now, Lord. Cover him, Lord. And then I ask you to cover Elaine now, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, to be comfortable, sin. Let your spirit cover her, Lord, and cover with your anointing, Lord. You know what she need, Lord. I don't know what to pray for, but you know what to pray for, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to touch her body right now. Touch her mind right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give her what she need, Lord. You know exactly what she need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to protect the home, Lord, and all around the house, Lord, and cover her cords in the blood of Jesus. You know what she need. In the mighty name of Jesus, then I pray right now for Ray's family, Lord, and in the Bokola Basibia, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover her and her husband. Keep them covered right now, Lord, and cover them in the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I Yoda Bokura Basandaru, all of her sons, Lord, and every one of them, Lord, and let them walk it like you want them to walk. Cover them right now, Lord. Let them live a holy life. Lord, you already called them. You already ordained. I ask you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, just send your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your word, Lord. Send your word, Lord. Send your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your word heals, Lord, and your word delivers, Lord. Your word set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now. Cover her cars. Cover the vehicles in the blood. Cover her home, Lord. Just sweep through the house. Sweep through the house in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to encamp angels all around about him in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Put that angel outside of that door, outside of that door. Protect right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I hear God say patience. I hear the book. God is working on you, girl. In the name of Jesus. He working on you. Hallelujah. He working on you. Hallelujah. He working on your mind. Hallelujah. He working on your heart. Hallelujah. 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 Holiness. He come on, see, and God said he working on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He's going to use your children. Hallelujah. To work on you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every one of them. Holy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. God said he's going to work on forgiveness. He's going to work on your heart. He's going to work on your heart through your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 I yet about couldn't yet. Oh, yet it become about sitting on them. Yet about set up a hooded at them. He said, only the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. Only the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. And I give you praise on tonight. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I pray for my family. In the name of Jesus, every one of my children, all of my grandchildren, all of my great-grand, I pray for Apostle Dean. I pray that you cover. I pray right now that the blood of Jesus cover the home. Cover right now, Lord. Cover the vehicles. Cover him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for all of my family and my sisters and brothers. I pray for them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now, hallelujah, that you have mercy on the Cunningham family. In the name of Jesus, on the Sadler family. In the name of Jesus, on the McKinney family. I pray right now. I pray for I pray for Candace Reed. I pray for Jimmy Reed. I pray that you cover them and their family. I pray right now, God. I pray for them, Lord. I pray that you cover them. I cover them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight for Brother Harris' mother. I pray that you answer my prayers. I pray that the pain is not there anymore. I pray that, Lord, that you take that pain away. I thank you right now for healing her right now. I pray and thank you that she didn't have the virus. I pray tonight, Lord, for his mama. I pray how you heal the Lord. I pray right now and I thank you tonight. I thank you right now for answering prayers. Hallelujah. 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 I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord. I worship you tonight. I worship you, Lord. I pray for everyone, every one of the ones that have the virus. Lord, I know you'll heal them. I know you can heal them. Just with just one word, just touch a hem of your garment. I ask you to take your hem, Lord, and just send it all over the hospitals, Lord. Take the hem of your garment and place it all over the hem, all over the hospitals, Lord, all over the nursing homes, all where they are sick, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight to heal them in the nursing home, in the behind prison walls, Lord. I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Just touch them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch right now, heal right now, deliver right now, set free right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and for those that don't even know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sin, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, send your mercy tonight, Lord, and have mercy, Lord, and you know who they are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they need to know. Don't even know to call on your name, even in a time like this. In the name of Jesus, every atheist, Lord, I pray that they turn now. They confess now. They repent now. In the name of Jesus, every devil worshiper, I pray now that you turn them now, that they repent now. In the name of Jesus, every witch, every warlock, every wizard, that they turn now. In the name of Jesus, that they repent now. I pray, Lord, because I believe you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Ain't nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling on you, Lord. I believe you, Jesus. I know you can. I believe you will. I have no doubt that they're going to repent. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight. Oh, yada bakuniri. I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise, and I pray for every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, every preacher, every evangelist, every teacher, everyone that every minister, everyone that you call in your name, Lord, I pray for them and their families. I ask you to have mercy even on the families of the bishops that died. Have mercy on their families on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every one of your leaders, have mercy, Lord, and keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Just keep them covered on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise tonight. I give you praise, Lord. You know where they are. You know who needs you, Lord. And I pray for those that need you. I pray for those that want you, even the ones that don't. I pray for those that sleeping outside and those in shelter homes. I pray for those that eating out the trash can and eating different stuff when they don't have no food. I ask you to keep them covered. Keep their health, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and don't let none make them sick, Lord. And I ask you to cover them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory tonight, Lord, and I give you praise, Lord. It's nothing too hard for you. I know nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for you, Lord. Not one thing, Lord. Every one of them going to be saved. You won't let the devil have more than you. You'll make the rocks cry out. I thank you tonight. I praise you tonight. I give you glory tonight. I honor you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I can't make it, Lord, without you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. We all need you, Lord. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. I ask you to bestow blessings on blessings on blessings, Lord. I ask you to rain all over me with your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the new people that's coming on the radio broadcast. I thank you for the new ones. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise on tonight, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised on tonight. And for, I just thank you and I praise you. And I ask all these things. I ask you to bless a prophetess. I ask you to cover her in the shed blood of Jesus. I ask you to encamp your angels all around about her to protect her from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. For your glory, God. Amen. And I got a word, but I knew I had to come out of that. God want us, if we got an ought with anyone, ask them to forgive you. Anybody. I did. I went back. He had me to go back. If I thought I hurt anybody's feelings, if I did anything wrong to anybody. This how we get in the place with God, where we don't have nothing wrong on our heart, nothing in our heart. Just go ask them. I ask the ones that I ask, and I ask them to forgive me. Some of them I didn't do nothing, but I went back. I humbled myself, and I went back, and I asked to give me. God want us to do that. God want us to humble ourselves. God want us to seek him. He want us to do this. God, this God, he can do anything but fail. This God, this is how we get in the spot with God. This is how we please God. This is the things that we do. But we don't care what nobody say. I had to break down and know I didn't do nothing wrong. But it's okay. I don't care what they say about me, but I asked them to forgive me. I repented to God, and I went to them. So whatever it is, we want our hearts clean. We want our mind clean. So God will bless us just like we are, but God wants us to do it right so he can do more. He can take us to a high level. That's what God wants. God wants to take you to a high level. God wants to do that. So we need to do the things that he want us to do so we can be in right standing with him. So when you go to him in prayer, it's done. It's done because we're in the right standing with God. And I thank God so much today. I just thank God. He's done so much for me, and he's still doing it. He's still doing it. I give him praise. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if ain't no bills paid. God will supply every need that we have. But God, thank God on today. I give him glory today. And believe me, God will give me anything I need. I don't have to get on with Cash App. I don't have to ask anybody. Everybody know what they supposed to do. They know what they're supposed to do. I'm not going to ask nobody for nothing but God. That's the only one I'm going to ask. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. Y'all don't have to give me nothing because it ain't me. It's God. It's God. I thank God today. I love God today. And when he give me double, triple money, baby. He give me what I need. And he say when he come, he going to come with his rewards in his hand. That's what I want. I want my reward. I want my reward, and I thank God. Hallelujah. Everybody calling and texting, you need to put Cash App. You need, They know I ain't finna put Cash App. If y'all know my name, y'all know my Cash App. I ain't finna tell nobody to do nothing, but I want God to get the glory. I ain't trying to get nothing. I want God to give me, because you may give me $10, and God may give me $10,000. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. So I thank and praise God for each one of y'all. I love y'all so much. Y'all know if any questions, anything y'all need, any questions, whatever y'all need, you can call Apostle. If you need prayer in the midnight hour, you can call Apostle Deborah. I'm here. I love y'all. And God love y'all more, but I love y'all. You know, and I always love to pray. Y'all know I love to pray. That's me. That's my life. So I prayed before I got on here, and I prayed when I got on, and I'm praying again. So I thank God for allowing me to pray. So if anyone got anything to say, I have words for people, but I'm gonna get these words later, you know, later on for you. That's what I heard the Lord say when I was praying. I don't want to talk out. Mm-hmm. The few little words that I did have, that was enough. So if anyone have anything to say this evening, I'm praying for everybody. I'm praying for everybody that's sick. If you know anybody sick with the virus, I have friends that's sick with the virus. They're not in the hospital, but they have the virus. And I'm praying for them, and I'm asking you all to pray for them, too. Her name is Myra, one of them. So, you know, and with so many other people have the virus. They're not in the hospital, but they're sick with it. We need to be praying for these people all over the earth. all of them, even the ones in Africa. Some in Africa, they like they had the $1,200 check here, but in Africa they just give them food. People waiting on food over there. They waiting to get food and stuff. You know, they trying to feed them and help them to stay in. So, you know, we need to be praying for them because we don't know what people are going through in these times. So, you know, I just thank God on tonight, and I'm not going to hold you any longer. I give God praise. I give God glory. Like I said, if anyone needs prayer or need me to pray for anyone, if you need somebody, know somebody that needs prayer, call me up. I'm never too busy to pray for the men and women of God. So I love y'all, and I'll be right back on here Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here, 2 o'clock in Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. So God bless you. We'll have our Sunday service on that day. You all just come on and invite people. You know anybody that need prayer or anyone that needs to come in on the church service, I ask you all to invite people for me to come on for prayer and stuff, and I'll appreciate it, and God will too. So God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out. Amen. God bless you.
We love you too.
Thank you.
God bless
you. Love you, Mom.
All right. Love you too. You hot. Hello. Hey,